أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
Huzur says, the translation of this verse is that he has also raised him to others who have not yet joined them. Here it means the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah is Almighty and Wise. When this verse was revealed, a companion asked the Holy Prophet, O the Messenger of Allah, who are those people who although have the status of your companions but have not yet joined them? The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not reply. And the man repeated these questions 3 times. The reporters say that Hazrat Salman Farsi was sitting among us, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put his hand on his shoulder and said, if the faith were to ascend to the distant stars, which means that the faith totally disappeared from the world, that one among them will bring it back, or some men will bring it back, he said. And this verse and this hadith, we have heard it, and we read it. But today, with reference to this, as illustration put before you the life of some companions of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, who brought about such a change in their life after taking the pledge, of which we see the examples set by the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When at that time the companions took pledge of bay'ah with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then as a result of the spiritual power of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they repented from all evils and lowly character. Wickedness, adultery, theft, lies, gambling, alcohol, murder, etc., all kinds of evil habits disappeared from among them as though they never existed. And not only this, but that they ended such evil habits, but they developed high moral values, and doing virtuous deed, they try to excel each other. Their engagement in worship and the spirit of their sacrifice was such that one could never have thought that these are the same people who a little while ago were totally opposite to that. Their aim and object was only and only to win the pleasure of Allah and to submit to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and was to totally be lost in his deep love. These were such examples of deep love that they did not let even a drop of the water of ablution of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drop on the ground. We also see that according to the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the promises of Allah to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that now it will only be your name that survive to the end of days, and it only through you that the people will reach me. If a time were to come in the world that the faith was totally gone from the world, then with your true lover I will re-establish that faith in the world. Through that Messiah of Muhammad, I will bring about a revolutionary change, which will be through your spiritual powers, and they will set such examples which you have developed in your companions. As I have just said, I will mention a few of those examples which show that promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam brought about what a great change among his companions, among those who believed in him, those took pledge of bay'ah on his hand. By receiving the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which he had received from God. In this connection, I will explain in the word of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam as to how he found his companions. He says that I see that among those who take pledge on my hand, the capacity and righteousness is advancing, that by joining us all together, different world has developed among them. They cry and weep in their prostrations and in their prayers, and the unpious hearts call them non-Muslims, yet they are such pious people. Let me put before you a few examples of this. Hazrat Nawab Muhammad Ali Khan Sahab, who belonged to the chief family of Malir Kotla, he was quite young. Though he was a man of virtue before, rather than being involved in fun and sport and in vain pursuit as the young men are found attracted in, he was turning to God and possessed good habits. But the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, polished it and made it shine more with his company. He has mentioned it himself, that previously I used to miss my prayers and was engaged in worldly pursuits, but after taking bay'ah, there was a great change. About him, promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, that my friend in the cause of Allah, Nawab Muhammad Ali Khan Sahib, the member of the chief family of Malir Kotla, this is mentioned in his book Az-Alaham, that when he came to Qadian to meet me and stayed with me, I watched him closely, that he was regular in his prayers, rigidly, and he pours his attention, absorption in prayer, and avoids all forbidden and unbecoming things. Hazrat Nawab Muhammad Ali Khan Sahib wrote to his brother that the objective for which I came to Qadian and lived here, I say it clearly, that I took bay'ah 12 years ago, and unfortunately, with my misfortune, I lived 11 years away from Qadian. But I used to come one or two days here and there, and I have wasted my life by involving in worldly affairs. But when I saw that the life has slipped away like the wind, and we have found nothing, and then I reminded of this line of poem, that to desire God and to desire the world is a false thought, and it is impossible and insanity. He says here, I had come thinking that I will stay for 6 months, but here I revised my life, and my heart declared that one can sort his world after being religious, but when one pursues the world, he loses both. Neither he gains the world nor the has faith. So I reflected deeply and saw that in 11 years so I gathered nothing and had no property nor my brothers, and despite day by day in our state of despair, and despite day by day being in this state of despair, we are losing our faith. Thinking that this world is useless, we bid farewell to Kotla and decided and resolved to live in Qadian. And now I know I have migrated from Kotla, and by in the view of Sharia law, you cannot go back to his house only as a traveler or visitor. Therefore, it is difficult for me to return. I am in a good state, and the moths of the lamp we are, how can we be separated from it? My beloved brother, I have come here for God and my friendship and my love is for the sake of God, but I am hurt with the pitiable state of Kotla. May Allah give understanding to all those who live in Kotla that you can become servant for the religion, and our life and death should be for God, and we should become devoted servant of God. It is part of our bay'ah that we should give precedence to our faith and be thankful to our kind government and obey it. And this is what is keeping me here, that as the faith increases to that extent, the world appears worthless to me, and the faith gains precedence. And my feeling of gratitude of man and God's compassion increases. Similarly, the gratefulness to the government is establishing in my heart, sincerely. So you can see that this is the change that developed in him, who later on became the son-in-law of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And their children should also follow in the footsteps of their noble elders who had renounced the world for the sake of God and gave precedence to their faith over the world. There is also a mention of Hazrat Munshi Zafar Ahmad Sahib. Allah be pleased with him. Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says about him that my friend in the cause of Allah, he is a young man and has a deep intelligence, and I see steadfastness in him and a sign of devotion in him. And he accepts the established truth and enjoys them. And he has true love with Allah and his messenger and the respect on which all gain of blessing rests, and the good faith, both are found in him. May Allah give him great reward. Once promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, had made a financial appeal and sent him to Malir Kotla to bring it from his Jamaat. And he sold his jewelry of his wife and brought it and didn't tell any member of the Jamaat, and some people were upset with him. This was his deep sincerity. Then Hazrat Qazi Ziauddin Sahab reports in the love of Hazrat Promised Messiah, "O my guide and leader, I find opposing thoughts in my mind. On one side, I see that quickly the world should become aware of the spiritual ascension of Promised Messiah and his light, and they should be served with the spring which Allah had sprouted here. But at the same time, with this thought, I am depressed that when other people will also come and believe in you and large crowd will come, then I will be deprived of the nearness and the way I enjoy your company, I will be deprived of it. And this way people will be surrounding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, my leader, I has this great honor of enjoying your talk and company, I will be deprived of it. These are the contradictory thoughts that develop in my heart." So Qazi Sahib said further that Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salam listened, heard me and smiled, and see how these sights of deep love are to be found among them. Then Chaudhry Muhammad Akbar Sahib reports that a companion, Chaudhry Nazar Ahmad Sahib, who lived in Adrama district Shahpur, and he was working in Dera Ghazi Khan. As far as I remember, he said that before joining the community, his character was not good, and he had ignored his wife. And then he was guided in the time of Promised Messiah and recognized the truth. After this, he wanted to meet Promised Messiah, and he visited Qadian, and he learnt that Huzoor on a court case has gone to Gurdaspur. So he went to Gurdaspur and met Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam at a time when the Promised Messiah was alone and was resting on the bed. So he started massaging the Promised Messiah's body and requested for prayer. Another person came to visit him, who mentioned that his in-laws had given their daughter with great difficulty. Now they have decided that that they will not send the daughter. In other words, there will be no marriage. And as soon as the promised Messiah heard this, promised Messiah's color changed, and with being upset, he said that go away immediately in case we also suffer the punishment of God. He got up and went away, but a little while later he came back and he said he begged pardon of the promised Messiah, and he let him sit. Then Chaudhry Nazar Ahmad Sahib said that when he saw that, he was so depressed that with a little thing promised Messiah has felt so upset. Whereas his own condition was that he did not take care of his wife and his in-laws, and he said, how great is this sin? And he repented and decided that I'll go back and beg pardon of my misbehaving my wife, and in future I will treat her in a best way. So he took many gifts to his wife and begged pardon of her from past misbehaving and mistreating. And she said, she was amazed how such a change has came about when she knew that this was all because of the teaching of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. She started praying for the promised Messiah that how he has changed her unbearable life into a life of happiness. So this reminds us of the incident he had re-established the faith which promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, had given to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, had given to the people, but they had forgotten it, and promised Messiah re-established it. In the Holy Quran, the station of women is very great, and we have been reminded of our right, their rights, and has restored their rights. Then there is the example of Hazrat Hafiz Hamid Ali Sahib. In his surroundings, he belonged to the respectable family, but because of his poverty, he wasn't looked with respect because he was poor, but because of his piety, he was always looked with great honor. And today, that when we see in Faizullah Chak and Thay Ghulam Nabi the prosperity and influence of Ahmadiyyat, this has a great deal to do with the practical life of Hazrat Hamid Ali Sahib. He was a silent preacher and tabligh personified. Looking at him, one was sure of the truth of promised Messiah and developed the passion of love for him within. He was sociable, devoted, and kind nature, and wished well for others. And a great change was brought about by promised Messiah, and he prayed a great deal and knew the etiquette of prayer. His life was of a righteous person, and he had great sense of honor to spread the truth, and he never feared anyone and was very courageous to tell the truth, and always followed the commands of prohibition of the Holy Quran, and possessed many qualities. This was all because of the pious company of promised Messiah, and he knew many events and incidents of his life, but it was his habit that he talked little, and when somebody asked him about the promised Messiah, he would shed tears and said that how can I describe the one who was light through and through. Which one thing I can describe? So he was a preacher and was through his action. And this is the example which are for our every devotee, every preacher, and every teacher, and they should keep this guiding light in view at all times. Then there is an account of Bhai Abdul Rahman Qadiani. He had accepted Islam from Hinduism. He came to Qadian, but his father took him back, giving a promise to promised Messiah that I will send him back. But when he went home, he was treated harshly and was stopped from performing Salat prayer. He says that they tried to deprive me of my obligatory duties. Then on those days I offer prayer jointly or only with the signs. I went out with the excuse of call of nature, and I passing a wheat farm, I performed Salat prayer, and somebody stood behind me holding a pickaxe, and I thought he has come to kill me, therefore I prolonged my prayer and continued to pray. And once I ended my prayer, I learned that he was a laborer from the Kashmiri people. By watching me praying, he was very happy. And when I finished my prayer, he, with great love, he said, "Munshi ji, is it true that you are Muslim?" I said, "Yes, with the grace of Allah, I follow Islam. And Allah has sent you as a witness, and at least you will bear a testimony of my Islam." Maulvi Hasan Ali Sahab Bagalpuri writes to Muhammad Hussain Batalvi about the benefit of his pledge, taking pledge and of bayah. He said, "The honor of the Holy Quran, which is established in my heart, and the honor of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which exists in my heart, was not there before, and it is all due to promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam." Maulana Muhammad Ibrahim Sahib Baqapuri, he went to Malali village, his own Malali village, and told that he has accepted Ahmadiyyat, and there was great uproar in his village, and there was extreme opposition. The Ahle these Hadith Mullahs arranged a boycott, and people openly abused him, and in such hard times, Maulana Sahib spend his time in prostration and in tahajjud prayer, and Allah opened a door of dreams and vision for him. And this was totally a new experience for him. And he was comforted, and his faith and knowledge increased, and his love with the Holy Prophet ﷺ increased. And fanatically he engaged in preaching. And his father-in-law repelled him, expelled him from home, and warned to report him to the police. Therefore, he came to Baqapur as a result of his, because of his position, he could not be boycotted, but they opposed him sternly. And his younger brother and his parents were also opposing him, but the elder brother wasn't opposing him. Once his mother said to his father that, "Why do you say that my son is bad, where he as he is more worshipping more before, and it is after accepting promised Messiah?" The father said he believes he is a Mahdi. He said, "Of course he has been guided, and it is shown by his experience." And she asked that you should also write a letter of pledge. But he continued to preach, and the elder brother took bath in first caliphate, but his younger brother and his sister-in-law also took bayah. About Burhanuddin Sahib Jailvi, Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Mughni Sahib writes that no fame, show, pretense, pride, and arrogance did not exist existed in him. And whenever somebody called him, and he stopped and he said, "Don't call me Maulvi. I have just started ABC, learning ABC from Promised Messiah of religion." And he was such a great scholar that Promised Messiah quoted him an example of his scholarship. And he was also helped to start the Mudarsa Ahmadiyya, the Ahmadiyya school. Hazrat Mia Muhammad Khan Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, promised Messiah, says that the My friend in cause of Allah, in the love of Allah, is employed in Kapurthala. He is humble nature, clarity of mind, intelligent, and appreciate the truth. And the way he is devoted and a lover to me, and trust me, I cannot even imagine. I do not fear that there will also be any change in his devotion or lack in his devotion, but I fear that he may exaggerate it too much. He's a true devoted man and of good nature. May Allah be pleased with him. Their younger brother, Sardar Ali Khan, is also part of my followers. And like his brother, he's also very righteous and guided. May Allah always protect them. Then mentioning Qazi Ziauddin Sahib's example, Qazi Abdul Rahim Sahib's son said that once his father reported most joyfully that I was doing ablution, and Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was asked by Hamid Ali Sahib, one of his servants, about me. Who is this man? Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam told me my name and my address and say that man is in deep love with us. And Qazi Sahib used to pride in this and would say, wonder how Promised Messiah came to know the feeling in my heart. And this was the reason that at his death he has advised his children that I have brought to the threshold of Promised Messiah with great difficulty. After me, never leave this threshold. Hazrat Maulvi Hasan Ali Sahib Bagalpuri is another example. It is mentioned that he says that 13th of January 1894, I came to Lahore and gave a great lecture in English language. And then whatever spiritual gain I had through Promised Messiah, I narrated it. And when I traveled from Punjab to Madras, then I faced those difficulties which always holy men have faced and suffer. I was stopped to give sermon in the mosque, and they advertised in the mosque that Hasan Ali has been expelled from Sunnat Jamaat and you must not listen to his sermons. And they reported to the police that I am disturbing peace. The one who was the leader and the chief orator and was called the one preacher of Islam, he was called only Hasan Ali, a lecturer. He was thought of a holy man prior to that. Now they thought I was the biggest Satan. Wherever I went, they will point out to me, if I do it salam, they will not reply, and people feared meeting me. I was like a dreadful animal. All the mosque was out of my control. Then once I hired a hall and gave the lecture on Promised Messiah in English and next day in Urdu, and people were very influenced, and these were the methods of preaching, giving sacrifices and preaching which Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam brought about changes in their life. There is also an account of Hazrat Munshi Abdul Rahman Sahib Kapoor Thalvi, may Allah be pleased with him. After pension, Munshi Sahib revised and examined his work, and he said, in the government office, I used to give the students sometimes paper and pen and ink. And because people used to come and ask him, and as a favor, he would give it to them. This used to be very ordinary things, which were not very costly. But Munshi Sahib then realized that he had no right to do this, to give these minor things of the government, and this was not befitting for high moral values. Therefore, he wrote to the Prime Minister of Kapurthala State that I have used this type of stationery, gave it to people, please pardon me so that I am not accountable to God, and as a head of state you can forgive me. So these are the thoughts which were developed among them. Then he became old and he used to write a daily diary. right from his young age. When he was old, he wanted to see in case I owed something to anyone. And by checking his record, he found that 40 years ago, he had done a business, and from its profit, he owed about 40 rupees for someone, which was for, he sent as a money order to Ajib Khan of Kapurthala, and he was so amazed and wonderstruck with this, that after receiving the money order, he went to his mosque. He was non-Ahmadi, and said to people, "You speak against the Ahmadis, but show us such examples of high character." That this was 40 years ago, and I don't even remember that he owed me anything. But this act of Munshi Sahib is according to the verse of the Holy Quran, Hasibu Qabla An Tuhasibu, and the hadith, that take your account before you are put to account in the hereafter. Haji Ghulam Ahmad of Qayam says that an Ahmadi and a non-Ahmadi head villager were going together, traveling together, and it was spring season and the crops were ready. An Ahmadi put a chickpea grain in his mouth and then suddenly spit it out with the thought and started repenting that how could I put the property belonging to someone else. And the other head man was most impressed. The reason was that Ahmadi before Ahmadiyyat was litigious, bore false witnesses and took bribes. And by seeing this great change that he was regular in prayer and recited the Holy Quran and avoided falsehood, and this head man accepted Ahmadiyyat, and his family also joined Ahmadiyyat. Hazrat Maulana Ghulam Rasool Rajiki Sahib, may Allah be pleased him, says that I returned to my village Rajasthan, and there was such a great passion of preaching in me that day and night I used to go to the gatherings and by bidding salam would give a good news of coming of the imam of the time and would start preaching. When they came to know of my accepting Ahmadiyyat, that our Muslim people who thought our family as holy men from generations, they thought I was a dishonor for my family, and they started giving taunting remarks. When the people heard of this and they found it against the honor of my people, they started giving taunting remarks and finding fault with me, and their opposition sent so extreme that once one day Maulvi Sheikh Ahmad of Darika district Faria came to our house. And they called me in hundreds of gathering and asked me to renounce Ahmadiyyat. I was only 18 or 19 years old, but because of this spiritual courage which I was given by my beloved leader, I cared not. These mullahs and in this great gathering where they were headmen of the village and very noble men and dignitaries, I gave them, tried to give them the reasons and the arguments to support the truth of Promised Messiah, but without listening to me, the mullahs declared me a non-believer, and he said that he has stigmatized such a family which from generations have been holy men, and some women were also had miracles. And they boycotted me. And then my Hafiz Ghulam Ahmad Sahib, my cousin, stood up. He was of great awe, and he told them off. When they looked at his position, they thought best thing is we better disappear. And they left the village. After this, denouncement, then I could not have found with the struggle of mystical drills, and I was taught by enmity of these mullahs and renouncement of my relatives, and Allah then manifested on me with the humble one and worthless man with all his powers. And those who were started talking against me, I was given news by revelation by Allah, Maulvi Ghulam Rasool Jawan Swale Kramati, that is young, righteous and miraculous man. Then through me there were great distinctive victories for me, and Allah also given me miracles of warning of good news through me, and a whole world is a witness to it. Then there is another mention of Maulvi Hasan Ali Sahib Bhagalpuri in the same reference, that he says that someone asked me what was the benefit of accepting Mirza Sahib. I said, was I gone mad that unnecessarily I should accept the burden of defamation and put my financial position such dire loss? I was dead, I am going to coming to life. And one must not talk about the evil sins, but let me mention one thing. I used to smoke, and many times people told me, and I also resolved many times, but I found my spiritual powers were weaker. I could not give up this old habit. Alhamdulillah, after the attention of Promised Messiah, that today a year have passed that I have not touched hookah, that is the implement of smoking. Hazrat Maulvi Sayyid Sarwar Shah Sahib was addicted to opium, but after accepting Ahmadiyyat, he gave up opium, though according to medical opinion they should leave slowly, otherwise one can suffer death. And Promised Messiah loved him because of his knowledge, but he was felt sick, and he was very weak. But one day he came to the mosque, Masjid Mubarak, and Promised Messiah saw his condition and said, you should have left it gradually. Why did you leave it at once? He said that, Huzoor, once I have resolved, then I have to give up immediately. So you can reflect over the incidents that when the alcohol was forbidden, they were breaking the alcohol full of vessels, and the vessel was flowing, and the alcohol was flowing in the street. Hazrat Maulvi Ibrahim Sahib Bakaburi says that I have seen many scholars and have also seen the claimant of Mahdi and Messiah, and he had come to Qadian. Let me see the character of the people here. So for this test, I went to the communal kitchen. He had not accepted Ahmadiyyat yet, and this kitchen was in the south of Khalifatul Masih's house, and there was a pot containing dal and meat curry, and Mia Najmuddin Sahib was in charge. I asked him to give me food, and he gave me roti and dal. I said, I don't like dal, give me meat. And he took the dal away and gave me meat. And then I said, no, I leave dal for me. And so he took the meat back and gave him dal. With this change, what I wanted was to test the character of these workers. And then I ate my meal and talked to various people. Every talk reminded me of God, and that deeply affected me. Next day, I heard the recitation of the Holy Quran from all rooms, and I saw little children observing prayers, and this was a charming and alluring sight, and these were the sights which brought about radical change, which should be seen today even. Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Rashid Sahib is mentioned. He reports that Maulvi Muhammad Deen Sahib Ropri, a non-Ahmadi, used to come here. He was an eloquent speaker, and many women used to attend his lectures. says that he used to live here 2 or 3 months at a time, and he started opposing promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is in their region, and he used to be abusive, and I used to debate with him. This is what is written by Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Rashid Sahib, that my parents boycotted me, and my mother was more treated me harshly because mullahs influenced him. And I used to leave home for many months. That is, Sheikh Rashid Sahib had to leave home for months. He says, my father used to say to my mother that before he ignored religion, used to sleep. And now he offers prayers and offers tahajjud. Why should I disinherit him? But keeping the worldly benefit in view, he used to ask me to renounce Ahmadiyyat. The other two companions are mentioned that how regular they were in their prayer, Hazrat Muhammad Rahimuddin and his brother Karimuddin Sahib. He says that when in June 1894 I took pledge of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, pledge of Bayah, that is, it was summertime, and I used to miss my morning prayer. I sent a note of prayer to Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that I miss my morning prayer, please pray for me. In answer, Huzur says that I have prayed, you should continuously recite istighfar and durood. And then I woke up at the right time, until today I have never missed my prayer, unless I am traveling or I am not well. So this is the sign, and it is a miracle for me, alhamdulillah. You should also test this thing. I inquired people, they say they cannot get up in the morning, they should use this prescription. About Hazrat Badruddin, it says that this man right from the childhood used to roam around to find the tooth and nearly drowned in the ocean of misguidance as I listened to the Aryas. But beloved Lord, who I have for whom I cannot praise, and I have no word for it, he saved the drowning man. That is the book of debate between Promised Messiah and Lake Ram was sent to me. It was perhaps 1903. When I read this book of Promised Messiah, I came to life, and therefore I became lover of the writings of Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And after this, after some time reflecting and studying, I was sure of the truth, and I accepted that. Then I decided that I have now accepted the truth. Why should I make it public and fall into difficulty? So I kept silent. Whereas I had started being silent of the business loss, which I thought I would suffer, they all suffered, and except one, everything suffered a loss. And the one which did not do was the compound interest on the money lended by my father. And I thought that the money lender would disgrace me as a result. But the money lender with all his family died with the plague, and I was protected from loss. So this was the only business which remained, or the work which was remained without loss. But then I depended on God and sent a letter of my bayah and announced to people, and Allah graciously protected me, and I took bayah. And through Sheikh Irfani Sahib, Promised Messiah wrote a letter to Promised Messiah for prayer, and he graciously smiled and said, I will pray. Mia Muhammadin Sahib of Kharia writes that I have mentioned earlier that the bad effect of the Arya's lectures had destroyed many other and me, and I was living a life of an atheist. When I read the note 3 and the footnote 1 and 11 of Brian Ahmadiyya, suddenly there was a change on me. And I was, my eyes were opened in way that as if a dead man comes to life. It was a winter month and it was midnight when I then when I reached the description of Promised Messiah of the difference between that God exists or should exist, suddenly there was a change in me. And although I was drunk, but I had done ablution with cold water and started observing prayer. Mangtu, who stood with me, he said, "What has come over you?" But I could not talk because I was too deeply drunk, and he kept quiet, and went to sleep, and I continued to pray after washing my clothes, and they were still wet when I wore them. And when I continued to pray, and this was the prayer which Brahim led me to, and since then I have never missed a prayer. And this, mention this miracle, I have given this introduction of Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, Promised Messiah gave me the faith which had gone to the distant stars, brought it down and put it in my heart, and made me true Muslim. And at night, I entered with unbelief. The morning found me a believer. So to read Promised Messiah's books bring about a great change in life, and people should spend time, member of the Jamaat, to read the Promised Messiah's books. Hazrat Maulvi Ibrahim Sahib Bakapuri reports that Hazrat Sheikh Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani was my childhood friend, and I saw two boys arguing on the way. I was so amazed when I saw that two of them were discussing the meaning of a verse of the Holy Quran. It looked as though that the love of the Holy Quran has been ingrained within their heart, and this is the love which every Ahmadi must bring, and this is the radical change Promised Messiah brought about, which should continue. Munshi Arode Khan Sahib was so just and honesty. Somebody said, "Did you ever took a bribe?" And Munshi Sahib had a great passion, and he was moved and in an ecstasy of his truth. And looking at the man who was questioning, said that as long as I worked, I did my work with justice and honesty, and whatever decisions I have taken, it with truth and justice, and how I have protected myself from the evils, all such are things that if I were to pray to God with this thing in view, that an arrow can miss its target, but my prayer can never miss. So see how great trust he had in God. Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Ismail Sahib, the son of Sheikh Masita Sahib, reports that Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, had brought about with his spiritual power such a change that they believed in Allah Almighty, and they never feared anyone and told a lie, and they never gave up telling the truth, and they followed the great moral values, and they took pride on their God, that God is with them. They were so sure that the enemies of Promised Messiah were disgraced, and his friends and his companions would always be grateful to God. and Allah's support was always with them. They were independent, and they always put their trust in God, and they never feared anyone, and they did good works in such a way that their hearts were sprouting with the spring of love of God, and whatever they did purely for the sake of Allah, and they were totally free of show and pretense, because Promised Messiah used to say this is the most dangerous evil, and say that this takes one to become a hypocrite. The Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning Abdul Karim Sahib Sialkoti, that his life has passed in innocence, and there was no part of comfort of the world. He had given up his employment, that this affects his religion. He used to take he was offered an employment of thousands of pounds today, but he refused it, and he lived a simple life. Only he studied Arabic books, and whatever outside attacks were made on Islam, he used to defend them, and led all his life in that. Despite his illness and his weakness, he always continued to write to defend Islam. These were the mujahids who Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had created. And as I have mentioned, that at his death, Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said that such noble elders are going, holy men are going, that to create scholars in the Jamaat, we should set school and college, and had set that founded that, and those who are studying religion, and those all the students of Jamia Ahmadiyya throughout the world, they should keep these noble elders as an example in view. Hazrat Sahibzada Abdul Latif Shaheed Sahib, Promised Messiah, says that he has also set a high example, that this noble man is worthy to be jealous of, and he kept religion, gave precedence over it, and by fear of God he had taken his position nearest and the highest, and to please God he had thought that his life and his wealth is a worthless thing which he can leave. His faith, power of faith was so great that if I were to compare it with a huge mountain, it will not be enough. And despite Baya, and despite believing in me, they still not find to give precedence to religion and over faith, over worldly things. And they continue to have this evil. And if it is about the wealth or the life or wealth, they continue to adhere to it. And that is why their position remains the same, that when I fear that they may not suffer a trial and a test, and they may not think that these sacrifices are a burden, and they give it up. But this man gave his life and his wealth in such a way as one gives a worthless thing. But some people, with a little obstacle, they fall. But this great young man's steadfastness was so that he continued to increase in his faith every moment. And his selflessness was selfless state was such, for as long as one has not has been absorbed in God, one cannot. A man who thinks he is himself, and whatever knowledge he has, that comes in his way. But this man was so selfless that he had a great scholar, but even then he would not hesitate to accept any truth, and nothing will come in his way. And in the end he gave his life for this truth, and has left such an example for our Jamaat, which is the true purpose of Allah from our Jamaat. I will give the example of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih, the first at the end. Hazrat Promised Messiah said, here I cannot stop without mentioning that Allah has not left me alone, that those who have a brotherly link with me in the cause of Allah and have joined this community and has been filled with love and devotion, and not by his work, but Allah with his special grace has given me souls filled with the truth and righteousness. And Promised Messiah is mentioning that such souls have given to me, first of all, I will mention a brother in the cause of Allah, a spiritual brother, Nuruddin, his name like his light of faith is Nuruddin. Sometimes I am envious of his service which he is doing from his good earned income for the faith, that if only I could have done those services. That by doing so much service, how great is this thought of Promised Messiah, that the passion he has to serve the faith, with his thinking, man sees the power of God. How Allah pulls people towards him, who with all their wealth, with all their means, with all their power and capacity which they possess, they at all times are ready to service Allah and Islam. And not only with I have this with good faith, but with experience. I know that not only life and wealth, but I know and his honor, if I were to tell him that he should sacrifice everything and would come and live with me, and he did carry out later on. But I will put a few lines of his letter to people so they know my beloved brother, Maulvi Hakimuddin Bairvi, in Riyasat Jammu, how far he had progressed in sincerity. And these are, he says, Maulanana, Murshidana, Assalamu Alaikum, oh my great guide, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuhu. My prayer is that I should continuously be present in your company and learn from the Imam of the time for the aim for which he has been raised. If you allow me, I will resign my office and serve you at all time. And leaving everything, go roam in the world to preach the faith and give my life in this. I sacrifice everything, whatever belongs to me is yours. I say with true sincerity that if all my wealth is spent in the publication of religion and spreading the religion, I have find the aim and I am ready to give all that. And please pray that my death is death of the righteous. Promised Messiah says that his courage and his sincerity, which is shown in his words, it is also shown in his practical life and his actions. He wants everything, even the necessary things for his family, he could sacrifice in this cause. And his soul is teaching him to go beyond his capacity, and every minute he's doing the service of faith. Promised Messiah says that now I have a large number of members of the Jamaat, and Allah showed him many such Jamaat, such members who have given priority to faith over the world and have made themselves dervishes, and by migrating from people and leaving all their old friends and relations have come and live in my vicinity forever and live here. So these few incidents that I have mentioned, which are mentioned either by those noble elders or by friends have mentioned, or Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has described about them. And all these incidents are preserved in the history so that they continue to remind us that your noble elders, how continue to reform themselves and what status and standards they had reached. And or after taking the bayah of Ahmadiyyat, this standards of love and sincerity and of devotion they have shown. You should also if you claim to be belonging to Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam's community, you should follow in the footsteps of these noble elders, so that these akhirin, the latter-day people's time of sincerity and devotion continue to the end of the days, and inshallah it will continue, because it is through this Messiah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam, Allah has said its glory of Islam will be re-established, glory and dignity of Islam will be re-established. It is our own actions. In case our actions may not deprive us from this blessing, so those who are living in Qadian and all those living throughout the world, all Ahmadis from this point continue to do
so. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
إن شاء الله ایک دو دن تک میری قادیان سے اور دو تین تین چار دن تک بھارت سے روانگی ہوگی. آپ لوگ بھی دعا کریں, دنیا میں باقی جگہ بھی احمدی دعا کریں, اللہ تعالیٰ خیر عافیت سے یہ سفر گزارے اور یہ جو برکات ہم نے حاصل کی ہیں اس قادیان کے عرصہ کے ہم نے یہاں رہنے کے دوران اور جو اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل ہم نے دیکھے ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیشہ ان کو جاری رکھے.
عباد اللہ رحمکم اللہ, ان اللہ یامر بالعدل والاحسان وایتاء ذی القربى وینہا عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله.